Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Mindful Kind. I'm your host, Rachel Cable, and I'm here to share insights into my mindfulness journey and inspire you to create your own. Each week, this podcast will bring fresh and exciting news about mindfulness, from my personal experiences to useful tools and different mindful techniques. Hello and welcome to episode 139 of the Mindful Kind podcast. This episode is all about using mindfulness to help us feel supported during times of loneliness and isolation. This topic has been requested a few times now, and it's something which is really important to me too. So thank you to everyone who asked me to share more about it. So I thought I'd talk about my top 5 tips for using mindfulness during lonely times. These are all things I do myself, and they're actually activities and practices which are super helpful for me. You may already know that I'm an introvert, but I also have quite a strong sense of separation anxiety when I'm apart from people I love. It's a strange balance of needing time to recharge on my own and having a quiet space to relax in, but at the same time feeling nervous and afraid of being left alone. I've had to learn a lot about being okay with spending time on my own and growing more comfortable with my own company. I really hope you enjoy the tips and they might come in useful. Tip 1, recognize that you're alone, but that doesn't have to mean that you're lonely. I often used to connect loneliness with being alone, but the truth is they are two very separate things. You can be alone without feeling lonely, and you can also feel lonely even when you're not alone. One of the ways I use mindfulness is to simply recognize the situation for what it really is. Often I realize that I'm not actually lonely, I'm just on my own. But being on my own doesn't have to feel scary or isolating. It can be an opportunity to do nice things for myself, like reading a book or taking a bath or journaling or watching a movie or going for a mindful walk. When I used to be on my own, I would immediately start telling myself I'm lonely, and it made me feel more distressed and anxious. Now I can be on my own and take a moment to recognize that I'm not actually feeling lonely. Then I can soothe that potential anxiety before it flares up and use my alone time as an opportunity to do something nice. Tip 2, schedule a catch-up. Sometimes when I'm feeling particularly lonely, it's just because I'm in need of a good catch-up. As humans, we are social creatures and we tend to want connection and strong relationships. So when I start feeling lonely, I think about a friend or a family member I haven't seen in a while and contact them to see if we can catch up. I used to believe that loneliness was a really bad thing, but now I try to perceive it as a signal that I'm ready for some time with friends and family. And this leads me to tip 3. Tip 3 is to experience loneliness without labeling it as bad. I know that an experience of loneliness can feel unpleasant and challenging. However, the more I've used mindfulness to explore the feeling and allow it to be present without having to fight it or push it away, the better I've been able to cope with it. The truth is, I work from home full time, I am an introvert, I try to maintain a quiet social life, and I do spend the majority of my days on my own, though I do normally have my dogs with me. It's not always easy to experience loneliness, but it can just be a necessary part of life. When I start feeling lonely, I actually try to create some space for that emotion. I'll acknowledge that I'm feeling lonely and that it can be a difficult experience for me. I'll notice what it feels like, which is usually a tightness in my stomach. Sometimes the emotion builds to a feeling close to panic, and I try to just stay present with it, knowing that it will pass, just like all emotions. This has been a really important practice for me because when I used to feel lonely, I'd avoid the feeling because I perceived it as awful and something to fight against as much as possible. But usually that just increased my anxiety and made me focus more on the experience, and also sometimes triggered unhelpful coping mechanisms like drinking excessive amounts of alcohol to try and numb it. The more I've been able to feel loneliness and understand that it doesn't have to be an anxious or scary experience, the easier it's been to spend time on my own and to go through waves of loneliness at times. Tip 4, engage in self-care. when I am feeling isolated or lonely or left out, I also like to take good care of myself. As I mentioned earlier, being alone can be a great opportunity to do nice things for yourself and to engage in your favorite activities. Tip 5, create meaningful responsibilities in your life. This last tip is all about giving yourself purpose so that you can remind yourself that you matter and that you can make a difference. I think when I used to feel lonely, it was also paired with a sense of no one cares about me, or I'm feeling rejected, or I don't really matter. Giving myself different responsibilities has helped me cultivate a sense of being important even when I might also feel lonely. For example, I love looking after my 2 dogs and watering my plants and making food and showing up on social media, especially Instagram. These responsibilities can just be a simple reminder that I'm needed, which balances out that feeling of loneliness and being left behind. Just on the subject of feeling left behind, that was also something that was closely linked with loneliness for me. When I was alone, I would think about how no one wanted me and everyone had better options than spending time with me, and those thoughts made the experience so much harder. But they were just thoughts. When I was alone, it wasn't because no one wanted me, it was simply that we all have our own lives and I can't have people staying with me 100% of the time. By using all those tips I've shared, I've learned that I can let go and be alone, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. I've slowly become more independent while also feeling safe and not having to ignore my loneliness or struggle against it. One more thing I would like to say about loneliness is that it can sometimes be nice to go to a public place and just be around other people. It can feel reassuring and comforting, especially when you have easy little interactions. For example, I sometimes go to a cafe and have a few chats with the barista, or I might go to a shopping center and wander around. Just before I wrap up this episode, I'd like to share a little bit more about my live Facebook group. This lovely group is absolutely amazing and I really appreciate every single member. I hosted a live Q&A session last week, which is something I do every fortnight, and it received some incredible feedback. One of the lovely members is going through a tough time at the moment, and she said the session helped her feel really supported and hopeful. She took notes and will be implementing some of the practical tips that I shared. And the next day after the session, another of my lovely members wrote about how she had tried out the tips I'd shared about getting started in the morning, and she'd gone on to have a great morning, which left her feeling energized, productive, and motivated. I absolutely adore hosting this Facebook group and providing more support, tips, ideas, and experiences from my own life. It's a safe space to share, which is something I'm really, really proud of. If you subscribe to the group for a small monthly fee, you'll also get access to 6 bonus episodes of the Mindful Kind podcast, and you can watch previous live sessions if you'd like to. If you want to find out more, head over to www.rachelcable.com and click on the live Q&A link in the menu. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I hope you have a wonderful week, Mindful Kind.